Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Would love to hear your thoughts about this immigration mess, the COVID mess, and just the general quality of management coming out of Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, over at the Supreme Court, and by the way, Justice Kavanaugh, despite being fully vaccinated, has just tested positive for COVID, and the Supreme Court was going to restart in-person arguments. They've been doing virtual teleconferencing over the last several months here, and they wanted to go back to the good old-fashioned way of having the lawyers on the floor and, you know, basically arguing before the bench here. Meanwhile, yesterday, Justice Samuel Alito basically rebutted what he called unfair and damaging attacks on the Supreme Court over its emergency adjudication of politically charged cases like the Texas heartbeat law. And they have received a lot of very negative commentary, shall we put it politely, by refusing to overturn that law down in Texas. Now, the Democrats are trying to craft a new abortion law to apply at the federal level and override local state law. And it's basically a license to kill is what it is. And they're talking about a bill that would enshrine in federal law a right to abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. And this is not the first time they've talked about this. You know, we've heard liberal people say, yeah, women should have a right to kill the baby right up to the moment it's born. And that, to me, is inappropriate. I think the Texas bill is a good compromise. I really do here. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just watched that video. This is why Australia's NSW state premier resigned.
Yep.
Have you seen that?
I've seen a couple of different videos, including the one they just ran on One American News Network.
Basically, the lobbyist group that controls the party is basically saying that the only way that she can get out of the inquiry is by pushing this double jab.
Well, she's not going to be pushing it any longer. She's announced her resignation.
Maybe someone should, you know, consider grabbing some rope and looking for a nice tall tree as well.
Now, don't forget the tar and feathers. It's traditional.
I love that. So, I sent you that link about Merck with their pill.
Yeah.
With their ivermectin 2. And you know, if you don't remember, I bet you do. Merck's the one with the peanut oil, right? As the adjuvant.
Yes.
You know, the oil used to, you know, cause an immunity reaction,
an immune
right?
response. It's an adjuvant. The problem is, once you've had that injected into you, you develop peanut anaphylaxis, which has become a major health problem here in the United States of America.
Yeah, even up here too. Like when I went to school, it wasn't a problem. And then, you know, maybe about 4 or 5 years after I graduated high school, I started hearing about this, right? And then, of course, you know, there was that. I think the New York Times or something wrote about it in the late 60s. They were going to do this. Yeah, anyway, when I saw that video, I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. The only way out of this inquiry was for her to push the double jab. Like, wow. Can it get, you know, can it get any more corrupt?
No, well, yeah, it can probably get a lot more corrupt. You know, as corrupt as they are, there's always another opportunity for corruption just around the bend.
Yeah. Mike, when you were talking, just say another quick question for you. When you were talking about those retired generals and that said that Biden was basically, you know, elected by fraud, what was that story?
That was, I think, in the Daily Mail, if I recall correctly. And again, It's kind of a sign of the time that we have to go to the foreign press to find out what's going on in this country, because the American corporate media refuses to touch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate your time. You have a good one.
Well, thank you for the phone call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Karen in West Virginia. Hello, Karen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry if I sound a little tired today, but I just returned from Panama today. I've been up for like 48 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, there's 30,000. You're right. If you're going to get the truth, you're going to get it from foreign media. There's 30,000 en route right now through Mexico.
Yes.
In a caravan, and another 65,000 west of the Darien Gap that are ready to make their way through Panama. It's just like an endless stream, and Panama doesn't want them. They're marching them through their country and then out the other side, and it's just unbelievable that our country has been reduced to this. I have my permanent residency now in Panama, and also something, I don't know if you know this, but in this new budget deal that they're putting together, the Democrats, we're going to start subsidizing fake news. There's $1 billion set aside for the, I guess they're not selling enough advertising, you know, CNN, MSNBC.
No, their viewership
channels,
is way down. And their viewership is way down.
Exactly. Their viewership is way down. So they have figured out a way to make the American people pay to subsidize these fake news channels. And it's just unbelievable to me.
Yeah, they're using our money to lie to us.
Exactly, exactly. I am so frustrated by the United States. I mean, people laughed at me because I went down to Panama to get legal residency, but it you know, Panama doesn't want these people. They just, you know, march them through the country, goodbye, have a great life, you know.
They'll
get rid of them. I don't really know what the answer is, because it seems like both sides are in on it.
Well, you know, it's part of that whole globalist thing. I mean, they can't bring about the global new world order while the United States is a strong country. And that's why we see these very obvious concerted efforts to weaken us, to bring us down, to wreck our economy, to wreck our national identity, to destroy our sense of history and tradition and self. It's all part of this, you know, one world government idea where we're all just sitting around with no idea of who we are, where we came from, and, you know, we're going to be easier to control that way.
Yeah, it's really pathetic. And I spend a lot of time in the grocery stores because I know that people around where I live in West Virginia have been complaining about the fact that some of the shelves are getting empty.
Yes.
That, you know, the products aren't being brought in. And I go down to Panama, and they have everything. There's no empty shelves. Now, they do produce a lot of their own vegetables and fruits and other types of staples, you know, chicken, things like this. But
yes.
I have no idea what is going on, but it's so sad. I mean, to see my own country, which I love my country, and why in the world someone would want to wreck the United States is beyond the pale. I have no idea why someone would want to do this. And I know I'm rambling. I've had very little sleep. I've been searched by TSA four times. I have gone through these TSA checkpoints at the airports, and yet the illegal immigrants, they just wave them on in.
Yeah, and a lot of them are carrying backpacks full of drugs.
COVID test, all of this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's an ugly situation there.
Yeah, if you feel like you're being harassed, and I'm going to tell you something, a lot of Americans are getting tired of it because they see the double standard.
Yeah, I'm hearing that.
They see the double standard that an illegal alien can come in with any kind. They have no passport, nothing. And I have a passport. I have legal residency in a foreign country, and I do everything legally. I follow the rules. I don't want to offend anybody. And this is how it ends up. I mean, it's really pathetic.
But you know, I remember many, many years ago, I had an occasion to travel to Canada. And I remember when I went from the U.S. to Canada, their customs people, it was, hi, welcome to Canada, hope you have a really good time. Going back the other way through American customs, it was like, you know, a Nazi inquisition. You know,
what were you doing? Where are you going? You know? I barely made my connection. My car was parked at Latrobe Airport in Pennsylvania, and I barely made my connection. I'm not blaming the airlines because they did try to help me, but the TSA people, there should be a line for the people that are making, you know, legitimate connections, and another line for people that don't have a connection or have a connection that's several hours out, because I barely made it home. And I complained to the guy, and if you want a real view of what's happening to the United States, go to an airport. I could not believe the number of people in these airports that can't speak a lick of English. They don't have one word of English. And in fact, if you try to talk to them in English, because when I'm in Panama, I try. I'm an older lady. I try to speak in Spanish. I say, lo siento, mi español es muy malo. They know what that means.
Yes.
My Spanish is really bad.
Yes.
And they're very, very polite to me because they know I'm trying. But these are people, they come here, they have no appreciation for our country, they don't want to speak English, and just go to an airport.
Yeah.
Take my word for it. I mean, I'm in shock when I see what has happened to this country. And this is what they want. They want this. They want this Tower of Babel. Nobody gets along. Nobody has anything in common. Nobody cares about one another. And you have no country. It's just sad. Michael, I am so depressed that this is how I have to end my life. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know what
I
to
know
say.
That feeling. I know that feeling.
I'm going to go buy a beach place, and I'm going to listen. Here's the upshot. I met a guy. He took me to a piece of property, a condo. He listens to RBN.
Oh, good.
I know.
Greetings
He's
to the condo
Panama,
guy.
And he listens to RBN. So you guys are reaching people.
Yeah, we do have a global audience.
Yes, you do. And I'm really, really, I mean, I'm a supporter of RBN. I financially support you. And I was so shocked when I said, you know what, because he was a kind of a right-wing sort of a guy, and he's an expat, and I said, you should listen to RBN. And he said, I do.
Okay.
I'll let you go, Michael, but I just wanted to clue you in. This entourage of losers from all over Central America, because believe me, if a Central American has a tiny little house, a stucco house, a cinder block house, they don't leave that. They stay there. The only people we're getting are losers.
And drug criminals. And child molesters and so forth
and
so on.
Yeah, they're just jerks. I mean, they are anybody that's got any kind of a future in a country, and there's no climate problem. I've been there. I've seen it. There is no climate crisis in Central America. So what they're telling you, they're gaslighting everybody, they're lies.
Yep, they do. That's what they do. That's all I know how to do.
Yep, I just got back from there. There is nothing wrong with Central America except our own policies.
All right, well, Karen, thank you very much for the phone call here. The phone lines are loading up here. Let's go to Mark in Greenville, South Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Immigration. This is the plan for the Gentile haters that really are in control of the immigration. It's they want to make the white Gentiles the minority, so then they can really easily start taking their guns. And then it'll be like the Russian Revolution all over again to wipe us out. They want to weaken us down. And that's pretty much the plan. And both Democrats and Republicans are controlled by the Gentile haters.
Yeah. I like that phrase.
Yeah, and you know why they dumped the Haitians into the country, don't you?
Enlighten me.
They'd done it out of spite because they claimed that the Border Patrol agents on horseback was whipping them and all, and so they just used that to spitefully dump them into the country.
Well, I think the Border Patrol issue was they took advantage of a photo that was open to multiple interpretations to try and build sympathy for the Haitian migrants. I don't think it's really worked, and of course it's blown up in their face. Nobody had any whips. They changed the story to say they were whipping them with the reins of the horse, and there's no evidence to back that up. It's just another big, you know, USDA choice lie being fed to us.
Absolutely. They just blew it. You know, they used their own interpretation and try to make everybody look like racists, especially the white working class Gentiles.
Yeah.
And then the if you think the waiting time in all the emergency rooms and on the highway traffic congestion and all, you just wait about 2 or 3 or 4 more years, it's going to be awful.
Yeah, because you know, they can't expand the infrastructure to pay for all these illegal immigrants who are, after all, not paying any taxes. And so, yeah, it's a bad direction for the country, no question. Anyway, Mark, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Kathleen in Texas. Hello, Kathleen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, and hi to Claire.
Okay.
I called because I was so shocked. I had a fabulous contractor 20 years ago in California, and he usually calls me about once a year, every 2 years, but I hadn't heard from him for a couple of years. So I called, and he answered, and what he told me, just, I couldn't believe it. He was always in great shape. He was, when he was 34, now he's 54, and no bad habits, except he did chew tobacco, but anyway, he and his family took the poison shots. They like to go to Hawaii. I guess you have to have to get to go on a plane. But anyway, he started feeling really lousy shortly after having the poison shots. And he felt so terrible that he put some of his affairs in order that he hadn't done.
Yeah.
And he had a massive heart attack, and his wife took him to the local hospital. This is in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave him a quadruple bypass. And he is, thank God, alive and back to work. But he and his wife are starting to wonder, because at the hospital, the doctors did say they seemed very interested. Did he have the poison shot or not? And so they're starting to think that maybe that's what caused it, because he had no history of, you know, bad heart or anything.
Yeah.
So I just,
well, as we mentioned earlier in the show, there are more and more stories surfacing about how these vaccines are causing major blood clotting problems that are injuring and killing people. And I'm sure probably a lot of doctors are realizing that, but they're afraid to speak out because of all this talk about suspending the medical license of any doctor who questions the orthodox view of COVID and the vaccines.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. You're in my prayers.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. We got to take a break for commercials. More phone calls on the other side. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Listen, your last three or four callers have been right money to start out with the lady from West Virginia. I basically feel what she does. I mean, I'd like to get out of here. The only problem with me is got so much stuff. I mean,
Steve, yeah. Can you be a little closer to the microphone? You keep breaking up, and we're having trouble understanding you.
You hear me now pretty good?
A little bit better, yes.
Okay, yeah. What I'm just saying is that I agree with the lady from West Virginia that, you know, things are getting bad. I mean, it's kind of made me think about wanting to get out of the country myself if I didn't have so many possessions, you know. I mean, but I don't know. I mean, how do we get out of this thing? The other thing I want,
considering this is a global plan, you know, it doesn't appear there's anywhere to go, you know, except outer space, and only the billionaires can afford that.
Yeah, you're probably right. The caller that mentioned about the guns, now I have a little bit of a disagreement with him there is, because when Australia was stripped of its gun rights, they had about 15 million people. That was back in, what was it, 1993 or 92 or
something,
whatever
like
it was.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. We have about 330 million people, Mike, and I
yes,
think we have...
Yes, we do, and more than 80% of them own a firearm.
Right. We have between 450 and 500 million personal guns. Now, even if 90% of the population decided to give up their gun rights, it would still take 20 years to get all the guns out of circulation, Mike. So our guns aren't going anywhere. You know, and I got to tell you, Mike, when I lived in Oregon, I knew people that looked like they were priests in a church, and they were insurance agents and CPAs and stuff. And I knew some of them. In fact, I knew quite a few of them that had 200 and 300 and 400 guns, 40
yeah.
assault rifles. They loved the guns, were their favorite hobby. They loved guns. So you're not going to get the guns away from those people. They've got them buried in places. They're the prepper type of people. I mean, you're not going to get the guns away from those people. They like guns more than anything. So, and then
yeah,
the
I
last
saw the thing same thing up in Washington State, you know, and around here, you know, Indiana is a very gun friendly place. You can even buy silencers here. I was rather surprised to see that. You know, it's not exactly something that I would particularly like to own, but yeah, you can.
Yeah. You've got a lot of black powder out there too, I think, don't you?
Yeah, there is. That's big business here, and you know, hunting season's coming up, and you know, with the food shortages in the market, I imagine there's going to be a lot of hunting being done this winter.
Absolutely, Mike. One last thing: you also mentioned, and the lady from Texas said the same thing, basically that there's a lot more people talking about, you know, that know people that have gotten myocarditis. And
yeah.
And I read some Twitter feeds this morning before I went to work, and oh my God, there is so many more people talking about this now. It seems like everybody knows somebody that's gotten injured from the vaccine. Not the COVID so much, but the vaccines.
Yeah.
It's just blowing me away how many people there is. I mean, is Gerald Celente's old saying going to come into effect that when you lose everything, you lose it?
I think what he was trying to say is when you've got nothing left to lose is when you become brave.
That's what I'm saying. Is that going to eventually happen?
I think it's already happening. I mean, you know, when you look at the Democrats raising taxes, and we're already taxed way too much. You know, the billionaires aren't. The billionaires aren't paying any taxes. But, you know, by golly, they're going to have the banks spying on us to make sure they can get every penny out of us they can.
Yeah. Mike, I'm going to let somebody else talk. Good talking to you. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And we have callers on the line, but we're almost to a commercial break here, so I'm going to sneak some news in here. And over at Leander Independent School District, north of Austin, Texas, the teachers are being instructed to help students hide their gender identity from their parents. We are seeing this trend of trying to disconnect the parents from the children's education completely. You know, we had McAuliffe come on out and say parents should have no say in what they're being taught at the public schools. I think that's going to cost them the election right there. And teachers are being taught to help students hide gender identity from the parents here. And we talked about this university. Oh, we're at the break now, and we still have open lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick a bone a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, Chris Hinckley had something real funny this morning about what do you call the kid on the base? Do you call it him, her? It was hilarious. But I think they ought to call it IT for Internet Technology. I think that had a lot to do with most everything crazy. But anyway, okay. I want to say, you said about China made them buy more gold this morning, and it had to do with what they make down. They're not manufacturing enough or something.
Well, yeah, they're suffering an energy crisis over there. They're trying to get some of their older power plants back online. But they're cutting electricity to the primarily factory-heavy areas, which includes where American corporations have outsourced their manufacturing. And so, it shows the downside of this offshoring of manufacturing because we're basically hostage to the infrastructure of those other countries now.
Well, I heard quite a while ago that they were – collecting gold, and that they were allowing the citizens to buy gold for the first time. And I have heard lately that they have more gold than anybody in the world. And so mm-hmm. I figure what they said, I heard also that they are not going to let anybody in the country invest in, you know, this here, whatever they call it. I wasn't ready, I guess. I'll forget it.
Evergrande?
Bitcoin. They're not going to let them invest in Bitcoin. Well,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, they've banned cryptocurrencies now.
They are going to have the gold-backed currency. I bet you that's what they're up to, because they don't have to lose that lose that payment on that land, whatever that was, because they can sell some gold. Well, I'm not saying they're not selling it, because one time I think a Russian plane took off. Now I don't remember where from, and gold just fell out the back of the plane for miles. I had to go pick it all up. So they may be selling some of it, but everybody says, you know, well, you know, once they let the citizens have the gold, they can always go back and get that to make.
Well, you know,
gold.
Roosevelt did that here in the United States, and Franklin Roosevelt, not Teddy. And yeah, I mean, governments, when they get desperate, they just start plundering the people.
Mm-hmm. So that's a kind of concern for us in a way, you know, if we have any left. I just thought I would throw that out there because.
Well, that's why if you're going to buy gold and silver, you buy it in small amounts so that it's not reported to the government. If you buy a large amount of gold or silver, the dealer has to fill out a special report.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you go. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, thanks. An awful lot. We're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, what I want to talk about today is we all know that Congress is not looking out for us, right?
Yeah.
I mean, our elected representatives are not looking out for us. That's at any level, from city council to county to state to the feds. The president, geez, he's probably our enemy more than anything else. But, you know, I told you, what I find very perplexing is you look at the airlines and you look at the school systems and you look at all these things. It's the unions, how the unions are now cowardly way backing away from mm-hmm. supporting their employees who, you know, again, they support almost in lockstep, you know, my life, my body, my right, you know, my choice. They don't do that with the vaccines.
No, they don't.
They're not.
It's a double standard.
In any possible way at all. And the unions, which have, at least we've always hoped them to be some sort of working class democratic bulwark, are not at all anymore.
No.
And when you look at it, Mike, from, like, for instance, the city of L.A., or a lot of people don't realize that back when we grew up, the Teamsters and the steel workers and the AFL-CIO and all those guys, the image of the brawny, blue-collar, you know, constituency for unions. That was what you and I grew up with in the 60s.
Yes.
Right? But
mm-hmm.
But now union membership, Mike, is made up. The majority of union members in the United States are now workers, SEIU, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so big government is. Big union is big government. They're the same. For instance, the unions in L.A., the SEIU, they're not allowed to strike, Mike. You go through their charter, and, you know, and my wife was involved in that and had me look at it because I was an HR guy and all, and I went through you know, 300 pages of fine print. And they had, and at the end of it, you come out, this is for the city of L.A., they don't have a right to strike. And I said to her, this is, what is this, a debating society? You know, if you don't have the right to strike, what right do unions really have? But they don't. And they're you know, basically, they're owned by management, really. They're mm-hmm. there as a cosmetic sort of thing, but they're owned by management. And none of them, from the airlines to, you know, are standing up for the right of their constituency to make a living under their auspices and say no to the shot.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Well, that may be the reason why the Democrats have put some very pro-union provisions into that $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill. You know, new laws that will definitely benefit the unions and work against management, work against probably even the union rank and file. And that may have been the quid pro quo right there.
Well, I'm sure they are very supportive of unions, but the unions don't pay their... They don't pay their election costs, their campaign donations. It's the owners of the unions that do that. It's Citizens United, right? Which unions have no chance to stand up against. And,
true.
And so they're great to posture and say, oh, we're pro-union, but only pro-union where they can't strike, where it's a meaningless, symbolic union. So that's the whole point of my call, Mike.
I understand your concerns. You know, I remember, I think it was season 3 of Lost, the writers went out on strike, and the season got cut in half because of that.
Yeah, we don't have any sort of protection at all on any level from this COVID, because the unions are just foe, and our own elected representatives in government at all levels aren't. They don't have our back. And so the billionaires who own the government and own the media, they're running roughshod. They're getting just what they want. You know. And now Biden, you know, with this part of this deal with this $3.5 trillion infrastructure thing, is saying he wants to fine without any sort of appeal, I think. Any company or corporation up to $700,000 for not following government dictates, which means, you know, again, where does that leave us?
It leaves us living in a full-blown dictatorship.
Man. Anyways, I know I'm taking up time, Mike. That's what I had to say. It's, sad but true. Thanks, Mike. Have a good weekend.
Same to you, and thank you for the phone call. We have open lines right now, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I heard you mention Leander earlier. Let me tell you about Leander. It's a smaller city north of Austin. Still very much a small town. It's a place where many people have moved to get the hell out of Austin.
Yeah.
But it's still very much a small town, even though it's growing. And it has a very small town feel and small town values. And I can imagine that once this word gets out around the parents whose children are in the Leander Independent School District about what they're trying to do, mm-hmm. that the members of the school board won't last very long.
Well, they're already moving to head that off, because one of the stories I have here on my talking points, the National School Boards Association has now asked the Biden administration to basically declare angry parents as possible domestic terrorism and hate crime threats. And
well,
so now when parents go to the school board and say, what are you doing to my kid? You know, they could actually face prosecution for that.
Well, in Texas, that'll go over like a fart in church. It won't happen there, and you're not going to convince angry parents in the Leander Independent School District to keep their mouths shut. Period. I know small town Texas very well. I know the attitudes of people there, and they're not going to put up with this BS. I don't care what the damn school board association tries to do. You cannot shut up dissent. It is a First Amendment issue. The parents have the right to go to the school board and to express, to redress their grievances about the school system with the members of the school board.
Yeah,
and I don't think there's a court in Texas that would tell them, no, you can't do that. You have to keep your mouth shut. Period.
Yeah. I see this as part of the process of disconnecting parents from their own children's education. And there's obviously an agenda at work there.
Yeah. Now, about this harebrained gas, the harebrained mileage tax.
Yeah.
That means that those of us who drive internal combustion engine, drive with internal combustion engines, are double taxed, would be double taxed. Because we already pay the gasoline tax, and then they want to tack a mileage tax on top of that. Now, people who are driving electric cars would only be taxed once. I don't think
actually that's not accurate. There are some states which are now taxing electric vehicles to make up for the loss of gas tax revenues.
And as they should. I mean, the burden of supporting the highway system should not fall squarely on the backs of one set of drivers.
So, I agree.
I mean, I drive a big truck. It's a gas guzzler. I pay a lot in gas taxes. And I think if people are driving electric vehicles around here, have been getting a free ride at our expense. But I don't think that's going to fly. Once people find out what they're trying to do, this is another very bad idea from the Biden administration. It originated with that little fruitcake Buttigieg.
Yeah.
I thought you're talking about 1 cent a mile that might fly, but 8 cents a mile? Good Lord, that's insane. That's absolutely insane. But they don't seem to have any sense of proportion, Mike. None at all. It's all
or nothing.
No, they
don't.
If
you look at that, I mean, I've been running some calculations. You know, Claire and I don't drive a lot. We both home office. But when we do go out to like a Walmart or medical appointments, we generally have to drive, you know, like a half hour, 45 minutes to get where we're going. And we're that 8 cents a mile driving tax is going to start competing with the cost of the gasoline itself.
Absolutely. Of course, I drive out to West Texas a lot, and to me, you're talking about a 450-mile drive one way.
Yeah.
And then a lot of driving when I get there. That's not going to fly. You know, I'll disable anything I try to put in my vehicle before I pay that down.
That's,
I don't think it's going to fly.
That's the problem, is how are they planning on monitoring your mileage? I mean, all new vehicles have that common computer port that the garage can plug into, or you can plug in your own diagnostic equipment, or some insurance companies put something in there to determine exactly how you drive to try and lower your insurance rates. The government may simply say, all drivers have to buy and plug in this little digital odometer that will upload to the government just how far you've been driving. There's going to be a real enforcement issue here.
What the hell with them? You know, plus I've got a BMW motorcycle. I'll ride that. They're going to make me put one of those on my Beamer. The hell with
them. Yeah, that's a valid point.
This is just another bad idea, and it's another example of how people in the Biden administration seem to have no sense of proportion about what they do. I mean, they're out of control.
No, they're just desperate for more money that they can spend on wars and Israel and immigration. And, they're no longer afraid of the voters because the elections are all being rigged. And, we're heading in a very dangerous direction. And I think a lot of Americans have pretty much reached the breaking point.
I think we're very close to that, Mike. And I think you're going to hear a lot more talk about secession. Serious talk about secession.
A lot of that talk around.
Stop. Yeah. Mike, thanks for taking my call. I know you have other callers online. Bye.
Well, actually, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're coming up on a commercial break. There is a huge comet in the solar system. It's a mega comet C-2014 UN-271. It is likely bigger than one of the moons of Mars. It is estimated to have a diameter of 93 miles. It's the largest comet in recorded history. The bad news is when it does its tail growing and everything, it's going to be on the opposite side of the sun from us. So we're not really going to get a spectacular show out of it. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today on this Powhana Friday. And before I go back to the phones here, story on One American News Network. In August, inflation hit a 30-year high. And I think it's probably going to get even worse. All right, let's go to Tom in Baltimore. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
upset as what my...
Are you there,
at
Tom?
At the moment. Yeah, what you just said is what my mind at the moment relative to inflation. You know, it brings to mind, and it's also consistent with what comment I wanted to make. I don't think we're ever really going to live in a country that we're going to get a fair shake in until we go back to an honest money system.
I agree.
I touched on that yesterday with the fallacy of the counterfeit Fed note. At any rate, relative to, I think it was Kelly from Texas talking about taxation on the roadways, it's all well and good to talk about unfair taxation being levied upon one set of drivers. But more importantly, I'd like to see more people talk about property taxes and income taxes, things that the government is doing illegally and has no right to do. That's something that I think people could rally around and actually possibly get something done, because every single one of us is being fleeced every single day in this country. And again,
yes,
until we go to an honest money system, we're never going to get a fair shake.
Well, you know, the bankers made this sweet deal with the politicians a little over 100 years ago that by going to private central banking, they would have lots and lots of money to play with, and they would just stick future generations with the bill. But the bill is coming due. There's no more left out here to tax. I mean, we're definitely down to the nubbins here. Anyway, Tom, thank you for the call. I'm going to try and fit one more call in here before the end of the show. Jason in Tucson. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you, Michael. I'll keep it quick. On the mileage tax, you were totally right that we're already paying it through the gas taxes and the tire tax and all the maintenance on your vehicle, all that's taxed too. But
yes,
I would like to say it's a tax specifically on rural Americans,
because
these big city left-wing people, they don't even own cars. So they're more than happy to vote for a policy that financially punishes people that they already hate and think are on their other side. But they don't realize that they're punishing themselves, because everything gets to their stores in the backs of these semi-trucks and box trucks anyway. And that's what the mileage and gas tax hurts the most. That's why when gas prices go up, all the other prices go up. So they don't even realize they're hosing themselves just for some sort of moral justified glee of punishing the people they think they're enemies, or the rural people that drive the most. So I just wanted to get that in there. That was the point I was making.
I mean, I love southern Indiana. I'm glad I'm not in Hawaii anymore. But yeah, you have to drive a long distance to get to anything. Anyway, Jason, I got to let you go. We're at the end of the program right now. My apology to the caller still waiting on hold. Try again a little earlier on Monday. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. I think Steve Elkins is taking that microphone one more time. And actually, Ralph is filling in. Ralph Rindrode is taking the mic here. And please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. Have a great weekend. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.